Amen. God's good. If you got your Bible, I'm just going to preach for just a minute. Then we can go home or you can shout or whatever you want to do. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness to the house of God. Amen. It means a lot. Because assembling is like the very most basic part of Christianity. The church means an assembly. You can't be part of an assembly without assembling. Amen. And so I appreciate you. It's so good to have Andrew Morse and his daughter Madison. Not Madison. Audrey. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. So many kids I can't keep up with them. And thank y'all for being here. Amen. Praise God. I feel a burden on my spirit tonight, or I wouldn't even be up here. I could have shouted all night, but I just want to unload this, and then I'm going to enjoy my Labor Day. Amen. Instead of thinking, man, I should have preached last night. Amen. This is what I say. You had your chance to shout, and you slowed down, and so I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. Not that I would not have stopped you if I felt like I needed to preach, but I say that just to be nice. Acts, the 16th chapter and the 19th verse. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city." Ain't that amazing when people bringing the Holy Ghost and running devils off are labeled as the troublemakers? Talking about a mixed up world, we're in a mixed up world. He said they teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither do observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes. Boy, they really fired them up and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, everybody say at midnight, at the darkest point of the day, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And here's what I really want you to hear. The Bible said, and the prisoners heard them. Can you imagine what a shock when your fellow prisoner begins to praise God? There had to be some kind of witness in their spirit that said, these people must have something I ain't got. And the Bible said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Not everybody was praising. It was just a couple praising. Not because they just made a lot of money, but a couple at midnight said, why not just go ahead and praise God? Boy, I feel like shouting. I feel like dancing. I feel like running. I feel like making a liar out of the devil. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sarabosharra. I want to preach for just a few minutes from this title, What Prisoners Need to Hear. What people that are bound up really need to hear. I think you know what I'm going to preach about. They don't need to hear a sad story. They need to hear about a God that is well able to deliver us from whatever we're going through. Come on, I want to change somebody. I want the Holy Ghost to change somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What they really need to hear is somebody that'll pray. They don't need to hear there's a food shortage coming. They're already terrified. They don't need to hear World War III's coming. They need somebody to sing praises unto Jesus. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He made my heart in love, and he wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus will break your chains. Well, you don't know how much I'm bound up. I'm bound up hand and foot. It don't matter. I got a God that is well able. Hallelujah. I wonder what's coming out of your mouth. Come on, let's love Jesus. Let's love Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If the Holy Ghost will give me 5 minutes, I'm going to preach and get out of his way. Hallelujah. I'm ready for the church to be the church. I said I'm ready for the church to just be the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Give me 5 minutes. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Just because we're living for God does not exempt us from going through trials from time to time. Amen. When John the Baptist would ask about Jesus, is he the one? He sent 2 disciples to ask, are thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And then he says, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Hallelujah. John, there's a whole lot of revival going on. Amen. And let me tell you who's going to be blessed. The one that don't get offended when life happens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, if your happiness is dependent upon how life is going, I feel sorry for you. Because there's going to be days that you get thrown into prison when you ain't done nothing to deserve it. But Jesus said, hey, let me tell you who's blessed. The one that says, not my will, but thy will be done. Naked I came into this earth, and naked I'll go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes trouble happens even to the children of God. Amen. But the difference is, amen, that when you're a child of God, you don't have to go through the trial all by yourself. Hallelujah. I said, when you're a child of God and you get thrown into the fiery furnace, you'll look around and realize I'm not in this deal by myself. Hallelujah. When you're a child of God, when they throw you in the fire, you realize God was just using it to get those bands off of your hands. Sometimes God does stuff to give you liberty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you're a child of God and you get thrown into a den of lions, it don't take very long till you realize God's with me, because these lions can't open their mouth anymore. Come on, you don't have to be a zookeeper to figure out lions like to eat people. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We have a promise. He said, I'll never leave you. I'm talking about what prisoners really need to hear. People that are bound up don't need to hear about the mark of the beast. They're trying to figure out how to eat lunch tomorrow. They're trying to figure out how to avoid prison and divorce. They need to hear there's a God that'll never leave you. If you get hooked up with Him, He'll be with you till the day the rapture happens. Hallelujah. Man, our troubles aren't like everybody else's trouble. Man, it may appear on the surface that your problems are like other people's problems. But when you get the Holy Ghost, your problems are a lot different. When you mix Jesus into the formula, it changes everything. It changes the feel even of trials. I faced horrible situations without God, standing at the casket of my father, and I'm telling you, it caused physical harm to my body. And then I've stood at the casket of loved ones when I had the Holy Ghost, and the scripture would come to me that we don't sorrow as others do who have no hope. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I'm talking about what prisoners really need to hear. They don't need to hear, woe is me. Hallelujah. What people in bondage need to hear is that there's something different than anything else they have ever experienced. Amen. And so Paul and Silas are in prison, no fault of their own. Amen. And when you get into the inner prison, it's decision time for you. Amen. Are you going to get upset and get depressed and blame God for what you're in? You're going to get mad at the preacher for what you're going through? Get mad at your spouse? Getting mad at the church that everything's not working right in your life? Or are you going to say, you know what? I got a God that is ordering my footsteps. And if I end up in the inner prison, there must be a revival there that God's wanting to. Come on. All it takes is a different mindset. I'll tell you how we can break. We can break most of the depressions in the apostolic realm by just getting people's mind to change. Amen. From woe is me to here we go. If God wants me to walk through it, I'm about to walk through it. And I'm not just going to walk, I'm going to come out. And when I come out, I'm not even going to smell like smoke. All right, give me 3 more minutes. That was 2 of them right there. Everybody say decision time. We can either get upset and blame people, blame God, blame everybody. Or we can just start praying and singing praises unto God. I think Paul and Silas must have had that old time Holy Ghost. The same one I got. I'm not talking about the one that you get on Sunday and lose on Monday. But I'm talking about the old timey one. Where you carry it with you. They said, I think I'll just sing a little while. What is it going to hurt to just sing a little while? They started praying and singing praises unto God. And this is what the Lord dealt with me about this afternoon. Amen. And the other prisoners heard them. Do you know people hear you? You know people know where you're at? And they know what you're going through? And they hear what you're posting? They're reading your comments. They're reading your gossip. They're reading your griping. They're reading your complaining. And you know what they're saying? You're bound up just like we're bound up. You're locked up just like we're locked up. But not those prisoners way back in that book of Acts. Because that ain't what they heard. They heard something they had never heard before. I don't know what they were singing. Probably something like this. It's real, it's real. I know it's real. I'm talking about with your hands and your feet locked up. This Pentecostal blessing. And I know it's real. It's real. Even when my hands are locked up. Even when I'm in the trial. It's real. I know it's real. These Pentecostal, Holy Ghost, apostolic, tongue talking, holy rolling, devil stomping blessings are real. Hallelujah. And the other prisoners heard it. And they thought, I've never heard of anything like that in prison. That's the first time I've heard them sing about Holy Ghost in prison. Never heard that song. I wonder what it's all about. I never heard anybody pray quite like that. I wonder what prayer does. Well, just hang on a minute. It's midnight. And God's about to connect some dots for you. The other prisoners heard them singing the praises of God. And while they're wondering what's all this singing about, the Bible said an earthquake happened. And the foundations of the prison begin to shake. And they begin to connect the dots. When the people of God begin to pray, something happens. Hey, I'm trying to help you get out of a trial and to help everybody around you get out of their trial. Hallelujah. Something that they had never heard. Everybody say something they never heard. Cause something to happen they had never felt. And apostolic people, they get nervous when guests walk through the door like, we better not pray too loud. We don't want to scare them off. They're bound. They're locked up. What they need is somebody else. Whether you're on the mountain or in the valley, it don't matter. They need somebody else to start singing the praises of God because they walked in. Hallelujah. God, why did this happen to me? Why did I go through this trial? Well, maybe there's a revival at the end of your trial. You know what really gets people's attention? When they see you go through the fire and you keep on singing praises. I don't know who I'm preaching to. If it ain't you, go home. But when they see you go through the fire and you're resolute. I will not bow. I will not bend. I'm not serving your idol. Throw me in the fire. When I come out of here, you'll be a child of God too. Throw me in the den of lions. Tomorrow when I come out, you'll be wanting to go to church with me. I think somebody ought to praise him right now. I think somebody ought to praise him. Sarabahata. Somebody, it may be midnight, but if you'll start praising him, something's going to shake. Something's going to turn loose. Come on. The devil can't hold on to somebody who's praising God. Somebody needs to get a old-fashioned Holy Ghost breakthrough. Come on in the name. Shake off these heavy bands. Come on, we're about to lift up some holy hands. Come on, obey the Holy Ghost. Obey the Holy Ghost. Chains are going to fall. Revival's going to happen. Karaba. Karaba. Shara. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. The other prisoners need to hear you praising God. The other people watching you need to see you in your darkest hour. Come on. Come on. Come on. It's prayer time. We're about to shake the devil off. We're about to shake some doubt off. Shake some fear off. Come on till you're free as a little bird. Come on, pray until you're free. Pray until you're free. There's people around you need you to get a breakthrough. There's people around you that need the foundation to shake. People in your circle. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ta-ta-ta. Ta-ta-ta. Come on, I feel freedom. I feel freedom. I feel freedom. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.